Let me live for thee, my Savior. Let me live for thee. In all this I do, Father Lord. Let me live for thee. Let me live for thee, my Savior. Let me live for thee. Oh, my darling Jesus Christ. Let me live for thee. Oh, ye afeshe me. Oh, ye afeshe me. Oh, ye afeshe me. Yes, oh, ye afeshe me. You won't call. Oh, ye afeshe me. Oh, ye afeshe me. Oh, ye afeshe me. Yes, oh, ye afeshe me. Olorun aye raye. Oba o go resile. Won wa bi bi omode. Oleji afeshe mi, oji afeshe mi, oji afeshe mi, oji afeshe mi, Jesu ji afeshe mi. Olorun mi mo julo, o ka ogo rojoji, dan wo lagiju, oleji afeshe mi, oji afeshe mi, oji afeshe mi. Olorun olotito araye korira re won pa opo iromo oleji afese mi oji afese mi oji afese mi oji afese mi Jesu ji afese mi Olorun oluwa mi ni ogba gesimani ojoro lopo lopo Oji afeshe mi, oji afeshe mi, oji afeshe mi, oji afeshe mi, Jesu ji afeshe mi. Olorun ore toto ni gbogbo ore kosile ni akoko isoro ba loji afeshe mi, oji afeshe mi, oji afeshe mi. He suffered for my sins. He suffered for my sins. He suffered for my sins. Jesus suffered for my sins. He suffered for my sins. He suffered for my sins. Jesus suffered for my sins. Our everlasting God, he left his glory behind, and he was born as infant to suffer for my sins. Suffer for my sins. He suffer for my sins. He suffer for my sins. Jesus suffer for my sins. Our everlasting God, he was hated by the world. They lie hang like a guessing. To suffer for my sins,
he suffer for my sins, he suffer for my sins, he suffer for my sins, Jesus suffer for my sins.
My God, the King of Glory, the more come majest of him, baby him with many strife, does he suffer for my sins,
he suffer for my sins, he suffer for my sins. He suffer for my sins.
He suffer for my sins. He suffer for my sins.
He suffer for my sins. He suffer for my sins. He suffer for my sins. He suffer for my sins. Jesus suffer for my sins. He suffer for my sins. He suffer for my sin. He suffer for my sin. Jesus suffer for my sin.
He suffer for my sin.
Jesus suffer for my sin. He suffer for my sin. He suffer for my sin. He suffer for my sin. Jesus suffer for my sin. Jesus suffer for my sins. Good morning, everybody. Fill me once again, O Lord, with the power of your Spirit, that I may be too strong for the devil to push around. Give me more anointing, Lord, that I may do much more for you than I have done before in the church and also the world. Give me more revelations of the secrets of the devil, that I may resist him wherever he may like to walk. Open, Lord, my inner eyes and make your plans known unto me, that your will be done in whatever I try to do. Make me strong truly, O Lord, that nothing will be difficult for me to do for you anywhere and at any time. Fortify me now, O Lord, that I will be a real terror to the world of darkness in the kingdom and the kingdom of the devil. Make me a fire, O Lord, that no evil will come near me to use or to harm me in the day, also in my dream. I am happy. As a believer in Jesus Christ, I belong to the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, the strongest force in the universe. Shall we listen to the tune and prepare to sing? Fill me once again, O Lord, with the power of your Spirit, that I may be too strong for the devil to push around. I am happy as a believer in Jesus Christ. I belong to the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, the strongest force in the universe. Give me more anointing, Lord, that I may do much more for you than I have done before in the church and also the world. I am happy as a believer in Jesus Christ. I belong to the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, the strongest force in the universe. Give me more revelations of the spirit of the devil, that I may rest it in wherever he may like to walk. I am happy as a believer in Jesus Christ. I belong to the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, the strongest force in the universe. Open, Lord, my inner eyes and make your plans known unto me, that your will be done in whatever I try to do. I am happy as a believer in Jesus Christ. I belong to the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, that strongest force in the universe. Make me strong truly, O Lord, that nothing will be difficult for me to do for you. Anywhere and at any time, I am happy as I believe in Jesus Christ. I belong to the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, the strongest force in the universe. Fortify me now, O Lord, that I may be a return to the world of darkness and the kingdom of the devil. I am happy as a believer in Jesus Christ. I belong to the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, the strongest force in the universe, make me a fire, O Lord, that no evil will come near me to use or to harm me in the day or so in my dreams. I am happy as I believe in Jesus Christ. I belong to the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, the strongest force in the universe.
God is great. Hallelujah. Shall we stand up to pray?
You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Worthy to be honored in my life. No one else can do it for me. But you do for me. Every day you are worthy to be praised, oh Lord, oh Lord. Worthy to be honored in my life. No one else can do it for me. What you do for me every day. Ọpẹ́lọpẹ́ rẹ bàbá mímọ́. Ọpẹ́lọpẹ́ rẹ bàbá mímọ́. Ọpẹ́lọpẹ́ rẹ bàbá ni kò jẹ́ kó jù ti mi. Ọpẹ́lọpẹ́ rẹ bàbá ni kò jẹ́ kó ẹtún kọrin. Ọpẹ́lọpẹ́ rẹ bàbá mímọ́. Ọpẹ́lọpẹ́ rẹ bàbá mímọ́. Ọpẹ́lọpẹ́ rẹ bàbá ni kò jẹ́ kó jù ti mi. Ọpẹ́lọpẹ́ rẹ bàbá ni kò jẹ́ kó jù ti mi. Nígbà táyé gbógun dé, nígbà tẹ́ṣu ń halẹ̀, ọpẹ́lọpẹ́ rẹ bàbá ni kò jẹ́ kí ṣu borí. Ọpẹ́lọpẹ́ rẹ bàbá mímọ́.
ọpẹ lọpẹ rẹ baba mi mọ ọpẹ lọpẹ rẹ baba mi kò jẹ ojú ti mi ọpẹ lọpẹ rẹ baba mi kò jẹ ojú ti mi.
We are grateful to you, Almighty Father. Thank you for your care that you are making us to enjoy. Thank you for shepherding our lives the way no other one can do it. Thank you for sustaining us. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for assisting us. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for the assurance you created in our hearts. Thank you for the hope of heaven we have. Thank you for what you are doing in heaven now for us. You are praying for us. You are sending us resources. And you are preparing our home. We cannot thank you enough. May thou glorify. May thou honor. Thank you, Father. As we share your word today, cause it to be a blessing to us. May we now hear it in faith. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist and songwriter who practice what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
My God is great. In so many passages of the Bible, we are told to wait for God, wait on the Lord. The word wait is used in more than one way. When you talk of waiting for somebody, that fellow is to come. That fellow is to do something. You need that fellow. And you are going to lay. You are going to delay or stay until Christ. You are waiting for him. When he says you are waiting on somebody, he's with you there. You are serving him. You are serving him. That is why those who serve in canteens are called waiters. They are waiting on the clients and on the customers. So the Bible says we should wait for God. It also says we should wait on God. So in the place we are told to wait patient for him. And as told, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We sang a song, wait for God, waiting for God, it's not in vain. Wait for God. Waiting for God is not in vain. Wait for God. Waiting for God is not in vain. Wait for God. Waiting for God is not a waste time. I'm talking this morning about how to cope with the fact that God is a very slow God. It sounds blasphemous, but it is true. God is a very, very slow God. Sounds blasphemous, but it is very true. As a child of God, as a person that depends solely on God, as somebody that has no other hope beside him, as somebody who must get everything he needs from him, as somebody who must wait and continue to wait until God chooses to respond. How do you cope with the slowness of God? I call it, how do you cope with the fact that God is a very slow God? Because of the greatness of God, people, believers inclusive, often think that if God will do anything, he will have to do it very quickly. And that if he is not quickly doing anything, it means that thing is not important to him or he does not want to do it. Therefore, whenever it seems God is not quickly responding to their request, he's not quickly assisting or solving their problems, they will then try to look elsewhere for solution. One of the major reasons why the Bible is given to us is to assist us to know the way of God, to help us to know what to expect from God in any given situation. We are expected to use the understanding of God we gain from the study of the Bible to govern our thoughts, our prayers, our expectations. It is. The devil, our enemy, often succeeds in misleading us whenever our thoughts and expectations are not in agreement with the truth of God reveals in the Bible. So many stories and revelations of the Bible show that though God is omnipotent, who can do all things, omniscient, from whom nothing is hidden, who can do whatever he likes to do at any time, in any way, without any hindrance, using any tool he chooses, he often delays. He often displays a kind of slowness in doing things. Even the ones that are very important to him, that is very difficult for man to understand. There is no promise anywhere in the Bible. Hear that. You won't find it in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, till you get to Revelation. There is no promise anywhere in the Bible that if we try to make God to do anything in a way that is different from his plan, program, or method, he will oblige. I repeat, there is no promise anywhere in the Bible that if we try to make do anything for us, for others, in a way that is different from his plan, program, method, etc., he will oblige. It is therefore very necessary for anyone who would like to enjoy anything from God to learn how to cope with his strange slowness. I know how to move fast because this sermon is a short one. But I want that statement to sink deep into your heart. If you are going to enjoy the goodness of God in any way, let no man deceive you. You must learn how to cope with his slow, with his strange slowness.
It's not only that God is slow.
He said, "Follow on,
but his slowness is so strange, so difficult to understand.
So
because of that, we often wonder when we are waiting for him. Is he still coming?
So see, mbo.
We are expecting from him. Is he still going to do it?
So ma say nkan yi.
Abraham looked at him.
Abraham wo.
When they got to Canaan.
I
said, I'm the one you have not given a child. Abraham couldn't
understand.
Rachel couldn't see God.
Rachel,
she faced her husband.
Oh, could you say our
I said, give me a child. Give me a child or I die on your neck.
Push
why this delay? In fact, Anna went on.
Anna lo.
Hunger strike. He will not eat. Coming to Shiloh every year. Prayer. Testimony. Where's my own testimony? If you are going to enjoy God, this is one of the major things you must understand. You are serving a strangely slow God. So you must learn how to talk with a strange slowness. If not because of the shortness of my time, I would be jumping from Genesis to Revelation, showing you a lot of instances. But all the ones I have mentioned, you are familiar with them. They are very popular. We are looking at 2 points quickly. Number one, the examples of the slowness of God. Number two, how to cope with the slowness of God. The examples of the slowness of God. He wanted the whole world to be replenished. No. Can you remember when he made Adam? He blessed Adam and said he should replenish the earth. To replenish is to spread. You know the meaning? To put human beings everywhere in the world. He gave the assignment to our father
Abraham.
The first day he spoke to him. The first day they met. The first day Adam opened it. And so, this is God. God bless him. And say, you know what? Fill the whole earth with human beings. What would have expected that God would give
Adam
the kind of power he gave to fishes. The catfish farmers.
I want you one more.
Will tell you that from one fish they hatch thousands at a go. When they got the female and the male, I don't know the process, I'm not a farmer. I have a little idea that there's a way they bring the egg of the female and that of the male, join them together, and before you know it, you have thousands of fishes, fish swimming in the water. Because one fish can produce up to 10,000 at a go. Then why didn't God give Adam power to produce at least 1,000 at a go, not even 10? But he gave him power to produce how many?
Why?
Maybe by mistake. Maybe two or three. Not only that. Each pregnancy will slowly grow. For how many days? I can't hear you. 9 whole months. 30 times 9.
Days.
And when the child is born, The child will not give birth to his own child in 9 months.
Ọmọ yẹn kò ní bí ọmọ tiẹ̀ náà lóṣù mẹ́sàn-án.
The child is still going to slowly
grow. Ọmọ yẹn yóò fi sùúrù máa dàgbà.
Until he's 20, 25, 30, in some cases 50. Títí ìgbà
tó di ọmọ àti tó ń lọ sókè.
Before he's able to produce just one child.
Yóò tún lè bí ọmọ ẹyọ kan.
Some of the children Adam produced.
Ìkan lára àwọn ọmọ tí Adam.
Will not even produce any child.
Wọn àti ẹbí àwọn ọmọ mìíràn.
And mind you, only the female will produce.
Ọmọ obìnrin nìkan
ni. The male will only assist.
Ọkùnrin yóò kàn
lọ́wọ́. How can you expect Adam?
Báwo ni ó ṣe wá ṣẹlẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀?
To replenish the earth.
Láti kun ayé.
With this kind of slow process.
Ọ̀nà ìlọ́wọ́wọ́ yìí.
But that's God for you.
Ọlọ́run nìyẹn fún ọ.
Push him.
Ti.
Drag him.
Fa.
Call him.
Pe.
Hate him.
Kórira rẹ.
Fight him.
Bàjà.
Kick him.
Gba.
Abuse him.
Bu.
Worship him.
Sin.
Respect him.
Retí rẹ.
Dishonor him.
My God.
Blaspheme him. Do whatever you like.
Tóhùn kò fẹ́ ṣe.
It's not going to change.
Kò ní yí padà.
Tell your. God is a slow God.
Sọ fún ẹnìkejì pé Ọlọ́run Ọlọ́run tó lọ́ra
ni. I say tell your neighbor.
Sọ fún ẹnìkejì rẹ Ọlọ́run tó lọ́ra ni.
The Bible says.
Bíbélì wí pé.
In 2 Peter chapter 2 verse
9.
That God is not willing.
Pé Ọlọ́run.
That anyone should perish.
Ó ṣe gbé.
Check your Bible, you see there.
Wo Bíbélì rẹ sọ wà nbẹ.
2 Peter chapter 3.
Pétérù kejì orí kẹta.
Verse 9.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹsàn-án.
If anybody locates it in his own Bible, let him read it for me, please. You locate it. Hold it. Oh yeah, read it slowly.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slacklessness. Slacklessness.
Iru translation wo lo nlo yi o? Is this King James?
No.
Not King James. Emo ti mo gba to ti ni nessness yen, mo ti fura si translation. Is this King James?
Yes.
Read King James.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
The Bible says God is not willing that any, take note, everybody say any.
Anykenny.
You know the meaning of any.
Anykenny.
That includes Bin Laden.
No?
That includes Anini the thief of those days. That includes Hitler. That includes Assad in Syria.
Assad
Donald Trump in America.
Donald Trump
Buhari in Nigeria.
Buhari
or any other good or bad person you may think about. It includes the baby in your house. Your grandmother that is a wish you. God is not willing that
any
should perish. Everybody say God is not willing that any should perish. If you don't wish that any should perish. People are perishing every day.
How
would I have expected him to hasten the process of salvation? Yes, I agree. It doesn't take hours for a man to be saved. But listen. After making the promise of sending the Savior, he actually made it in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Who will die for the sin of men so that men will not perish. From the day of
Abel,
men began to die. Most of them perish. Yet, he will not send the Savior for so many centuries, nay, millenniums. And when the Savior was eventually born, he did not make him to become an adult and die very quickly. No. Though thousands continue to die and went to hellfire each day, his Savior has to grow slowly like all other men until he was 30 years of age, the age that Levi starts to walk at the tabernacle before he would die for the salvation of man. He did not die at age 30. He waited until he was 33 and a half. The day Luke chapter 2
in verse 25. Simeon. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. You know what he said? It has been revealed to him that the Messiah was to come before he would die. And the man refused to die, was growing older and older and older and older. At last, one day, he saw the child. And the Spirit of God asked, "Your Lord, you have been waiting for." So he carried him and said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word." Why would God be so slow in sending the
Messiah
when he could see that everybody who entered hell? Hell is not going to release them for salvation. And so many people kept on going on to Abraham's bosom. God is a slow God. His revelations to the early believers was as if Jesus will return any moment in their days. Can you remember as they were looking up, looking at the sky, after Jesus ascended to heaven? Amen. The sky received his head. The cloud receive his arm, receive his loin, receive his thigh, receive his leg, and everything went in. The disciples were still looking up. Why were they still looking up? It was as if landed in heaven. They will start to come back. Because they knew he will come quickly. But they kept on looking until an angel appeared. Galileans, where are you guessing
now?
Go to Jerusalem and ask you to do what he asked you to do. They went to Jerusalem, they began to do the work, expecting it will soon come. It will soon come. It will soon come.
Will soon come.
In one of the scriptures, he says, "We upon whom the end of the world has come." Thinking that the end of the world has. The last writer of the book of the Bible dropped his pen. AD 100. Today we are in AD 2017. The end of the world that the fellow said came then is yet to come. In every generation, Jesus is about to come. 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 In fact, some prophesy and say he will come in AD 1914. He will come in 1992. And up till now, some people have even suggested that he's no longer coming. Some said he has come in a way we don't know. They are all lies. He is still coming. And he will come. But he yet to come. Why is God delaying? I am not here today to tell you why. Actually, the team of our confab for Easter is why Jesus has not come. So you will tell us why then. You come to the program. But let's leave why Jesus has not come for now. The picture I'm painting is that you are serving a what? I can't hear you. A very, not just slow, very slow God. And this often affects us negatively. So today, then we wonder, is this how we die? Is it how we will continue this one? Is this how this problem will continue? Is this why?
Baba mi yo se temi be kun pe di ale kan ayo mo loro mo ti ma wi pe oluwa yo se temi
Then somebody say, let that money come quickly, come quickly, come quickly. Go and read your Bible. That's the last statement in the Bible. Come, Lord Jesus. They said it AD 100. 2017. We are still waiting for his response. Let's make it personal now. How do you cope with the slowness of God? I'm not doing Bible study here. In 5 minutes, I will quickly tell you some points. Make sure you are the one waiting for God. And it is not God that is waiting for you. Because many times, God is ready.
He
is willing. He has prepared. Everything is ready.
He
is only waiting for you to come. And many times, we say we are waiting for God. When God is waiting for us.
So
what do I do now? Every time it seems God is slow. God is slow. In responding to you. Go back and look at your case. Think about what you have been doing. Look at it in the mirror of the word of God. And make sure your part to play has been well played. Because you will play your part before you will play his part. Make sure you are the one waiting for him. And he is not the one waiting for you. A lot of times, why you are saying, why is God delaying? God is saying, why am I delaying? Number two. Never try to look for solution elsewhere. There is no true solution. There is no good solution. There is no pleasant solution. Elsewhere. Jesus says, without me, ye can do nothing. That doesn't mean armed robbers cannot rob. It doesn't mean prostitutes cannot fornicate. But when it comes to doing what is good, what is godly, what is right, what is righteous, what is beneficial to you and acceptable to your maker. Without Jesus, you can do nothing. Don't look for solution elsewhere. Number three. Always remind yourself that defined delay is not necessarily a defined denial. A defined delay is not necessarily a defined denial. Pe Olorun ko tete wa ko tumo si pe ko ni wa lai lai. Pe Olorun o tete down. So many people who never knew God would still attend to their cases actually rejoice and give testimony when eventually God rose up to assist them. And God is the same.
He
says, yesterday, today, forever,
He
is the same. What he did for those who waited for him in time past. If you wait for him, he will do it for you. Touch your neighbor. Wait for him, he will do it for you. Also, never take to any of the suggestions of Satan and his agents about your situation. Their suggestion may come right into your heart. In the form of thought. Their suggestion may come right into your mind. In the form of dream.
There
are suggestions may come through a neighbor, a friend, a well-wisher, through prophecy, through vision, through interpretation of dream, through just simple word of counsel, through suggestion. It can even go through command from an husband, from a wife. Never. Take to any suggestion that is contrary to the truth of the word of God because of your situation. Tell yourself, whatever be the case, I will continue to wait for him and you will not be disappointed.
Hallelujah.
Always go back to God in prayer about your situation. Don't be tired.
I prayed.
All the years they've been coming to Shiloh. But that particular day, she tried to pray again. And it clicked. That it has not been clicking does not mean it will never click. One day, it will click. You don't know which one will click. So return to God. Jesus is our greatest example. I wouldn't expect Jesus to ask for something from the Father more than once. But Jesus prayed 3 times in the Garden of Gethsemane, telling God the same thing. If Jesus could repeat the same prayer, the same prayer, 3 times. If I have to repeat 300 times, hey, 3,000 times, it will be too many. Don't be tired. God is never tired of listening. One thing you can be sure is that whatever way your voice sounds, God is not tired of listening. He wants to hear. And do you know what happened? Each time you pray, you have put a break to your doubt. You have opened a new gate of faith. You have told the devil, I am still hopeful. Each time you pray, you have done a lot of good to yourself. Because by the time you pray, all the negative thoughts and ideas that have been coming, we have to wait. But when you don't pray, the devil will occupy your mind with negative, dangerous, destructive ideas. So pray again. Something will happen. Then as you are praying, keep on waiting. You're waiting. Will not be in vain. You're waiting. Will not be in vain. You're waiting. Will not be in vain. Do you know what? There is nothing you are waiting for that somebody had not waited for in the past. That's why we are expected to fill our hearts with all these revelations and stories in the Bible. Turn up many of them to songs. So that some of these days, when things begin to happen, ideas begin to gather in your heart, some of these songs will just spring up in your heart. And you will remember that if you could do it for Anna, you will do it for
you.
If you could do it for Sarah,
you
will do it for you. If you could answer Elizabeth after a long time, they will do it for you. How to cope? How to with the slowness of God. Stand up and let us pray. Oh Lord, I thank you. You don't put me in darkness.
concerning anything. Give me the grace that whatever the situation, I will trust you. I will continue to trust you. I will continue to wait on you. I will continue to wait for you. I will wait until you will do it for me. Begin to pray like that. Talk to the Lord.
Jesus Christ, Oko Opo, Baba Alaini Baba, Iya Oma Orokan, Iwa Lole She Fomi, Iwa Lo She Ti Josi, Iwa Lo She Tananye, Eye Totan Kusile, Iwa Nikan Lole She, Emi Kole Lomira, Lati Pedi Funawa, Adore ni kan ni o wa to fi se fun mi emi ko lenu mi ran lati kepe fun rawo adore ni kan ni o wa titi to fi se fun mi iwo lo se ti jo se iwo lo se tana yen eyi to tun ko se le iwo ni kan lo le se emi ko le lo mi ran lati kepe fun rawo adore ni kan ni o wa titi to fi se fun mi.
Now pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. That the grace to be patient. The grace to continue to trust God. The grace not to look for solution elsewhere. Not to go outside the will of God. Because of any situation. The grace not to lose hope. The grace to continue to trust God. The grace to continue to be expectant. And to continue to wait for God. Until God. Because he will do it. Oh Lord, give me the grace. 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 I need you. I need your help. I need your assistance. I need your grace. Help me, my Father. Help me, my Lord. Help me, my King. My God. Pray like that.
Jesus name.
We
are grateful to you, Almighty Father. Thank you so much because you are the Lord. Thank you for your word you have spoken to us. May this word continue to ring in our hearts. They are meant to assist us. They are meant to make us alive. Father, you say a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Another one has come to us. Establish it in our hearts. Cause it to guide our thoughts. Cause it to guide us in all our decisions. Thank you, Father. May he guide us in all our expectations. And that miracle we are waiting for, let it come. Until it will come, give us the grace to trust you and to continue to wait for you. Because we know our waiting will not be in vain. Thank you, Father. All the offerings brought today, receive them, bless them, and use them for your work. Bless us in return. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
My God is
great.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website, www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible is a pattern in all things.